This morning, I spoke with MP Karen Chaw about election night, the election results, and what the next steps for ACT are. I started off by asking what the reactions were like on election night by ACT party members and candidates. We then talked about what the next steps will be for the National ACT Coalition and what the bottom line policies for ACTs will be moving forward, especially with some of the backlash against their Treaty of Waitangi referendum. We also discussed the reactions of other politicians from left-wing parties and what their relationship will look like in the coming days. Now, starting off with election night, how did that go for you and what was the overall reaction to the results from different ACT party candidates and supporters?
Oh, it was a great election night, just watching the results come in. Brooke winning Tamaki was just an absolute bonus. She's worked really hard and we're really proud of all the efforts that she's put in that space, and I'm sure she'll be a great representative for Tamaki.
And what have been the current negotiations and discussions between the ACT party and the National party regarding the coalition after the election night?
Those are to come. There's still quite a lot of special votes that haven't come in yet and haven't been counted, and part of democracy is listening to the people, so we'll just have to wait and see what those special votes say, and I'm sure there'll be some caucus meetings in the near future where we will be discussing the issues at hand.
And at this stage, it seems like there is a chance that the National ACT Coalition might need another party to form a government. Christopher Luxon has considered NZ First but hasn't made any official announcement. How does the ACT party feel about a National ACT and NZ First government?
That's just something that we probably need to discuss as a caucus in the near future. I'm sure that will be on the discussion table, but at the moment we just have to wait and see what those special votes say. I know it's hard for a lot of people that want some answers, but waiting for those special votes is probably the most democratic thing to do.
Looking at the ACT party in particular, what are some of the next steps and bottom line policies that we can expect?
Hey, look, we campaigned on three main issues, and that was around crime. We have to get tougher on crime. We have to make sure there's consequences for crime. We also have to make sure that we're more victim-centric, so that victims are at the forefront of the decision-making when it comes to the justice system, because victims have been forgotten about for quite a while now. So that's the first one. And the second one's around cost of living, making sure that people can wake up in the morning and not worry about how they're going to afford their grocery bill next week, how they're going to afford their rent or their mortgage payments. And so those are at the top of our list of what we need to talk about. And also the discussion around the treaty and what that actually means for New Zealand. And we campaigned on that, and I'm proud we campaigned on that, because that's a conversation that we really need to have. And it's probably one of the most important issues that we want to discuss around the table.
Looking at the treaty referendum that you mentioned, there has been some backlash towards this, with Greens co-leader James Shaw coming out yesterday to warn that this referendum could result in violence and social disruption due to the segregation it might cause. Now, what is the ACT party's response to this?
Hey, look, I mean, if the Greens party want to come out and make inflammatory statements like that, good on them. But in New Zealand, we have the right to have these conversations. People have the right to protest if they don't agree with something. That's a great thing about democracy. But we have to have this conversation. Everywhere I've gone, up and down New Zealand, co-governance and the treaty have been on the forefront of people's minds. My job is to represent New Zealanders, and if this is what they want me to, these questions to be asked, then that's what I'm going to do. And I'm really proud of that we're brave enough and we have a team that's brave enough to actually have the difficult conversations.
It was also quite a tight race between the Greens and ACT. Now, the Greens did come out with a bit more seats in Parliament. Now, what was the tension like on election night between the Greens and ACT, especially with their parties being very close to each other?
Oh, I actually didn't take much notice of that, to be honest. I don't think there was any tension that I saw. I actually didn't see anybody from the Greens party downstairs. I was just enjoying the party we were having upstairs, celebrating the success of Brooke and Tamaki and a record result for ACT.
And more specifically to yourself, you mentioned to some media that you are looking to be the children's minister. Is this still something you want to go ahead with?
Oh, I don't think I necessarily said I'm looking to be the children's minister. I mean, I'd be absolutely humbled to represent if I'm given that position, but I will do whatever it takes to represent children and be in whatever position I need to be in to do that, because that's why I came to Parliament, to represent young people that don't have a voice, that are stuck in a system that just doesn't work. And it needs a real overhaul, and I'll be humbled to be in any position that allows me to advocate for that.
And what changes would you offer as the Children's Minister?
Look, I think I'm the only one that's put out a specific OT policy, and that's around making sure that our young people have mentors that take them through the whole process from start to finish of their care journey, making sure there's accountability within Oranga Tamariki, and making sure that the CEO has KPIs that they must meet so that they're more accountable when it comes to the outcomes of our young people.
Now, this government right now is quite a right-wing government, and probably the most that we've seen in a long time. What would you say to those that did vote for the left wing that are maybe concerned about a new government that they haven't seen in a while?
Look, change is always hard, The New Zealanders have obviously voted with the ballot papers and said that they want some change, and they want real change, and that shows in the results. What I have to say is, when I came into Parliament, one of the things I said was, we can have a prosperous society with a safety net. It doesn't have to be one or the other, and we need to find a good balance there. We don't want to take away safety nets for people. That always has to be there. What we want to make sure is that the spending that's going on within government is spent well, and that we're getting good results out of it. We all go into Parliament to make New Zealand a better place for everyone. And I just think we need to just be a bit careful about the fear of that's been put in people, thinking that we're just going to take everything away from them.
And you've mentioned the idea of having a balance. Keeping that in mind, would the ACT Party consider any kind of negotiations with some of the left wing, especially the Greens, given how close the numbers were?
Oh, hey, look, I think that's something... that those sort of discussions can't be done through media. That's something that the party and the caucus and members and everybody has to discuss. But I actually don't think that would probably be a likely outcome. But when we're in Parliament and when we're debating bills day by day, there are times where we chat behind closed doors, and if what's good for the country, we do have those discussions.